It is just these very simple things which are extremely liable to be overlooked. However, I determined to act on the idea. I started at once in this harmless seaman's rig and inquired at all the yards down the river. I drew blank at 15, but at the 16th, Jacobson's, I learnt that the Aurora had been handed over to them 2 days ago by a wooden-legged man with some trivial directions as to her rudder.
"There ain't naught amiss with her rudder," said the foreman. "There she lies with the red streaks."
At that moment, who should come down but Mordecai Smith, the missing owner? He was rather the worse for liquor. I should not, of course, have known him, but he bellowed out his name and the name of his launch.
"I want her tonight at 8 o'clock," said he. 8 o'clock sharp, mind, for I've two gentlemen who won't be kept waiting."
They had evidently paid him well, for he was very flush of money, chucking shillings about to the men. I followed him some distance, but he subsided into an alehouse. So I went back to the yard, and happening to pick up one of my boys on the way, I stationed him as sentry over the launch. He is to stand at the water's edge and wave his handkerchief to us when they start. We shall be lying off in the stream, and it will be a strange thing if we do not take men, treasure, and all.